is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the triple-digit losses in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we lacked any fresh news after to help give this market upside. And the box beef price continues to tumble. Does not help the situation. As of today, choice box beef has dropped over $11.50 in five sessions. This is not good for the cattle complex. The selling continued to push the market lower as we saw triple-digit losses not only in the cattle complex, but also in the lean hog. And we also saw the cattle kill today at 111,000 head, and we saw the box beef price down 213 on choice, down $1.54 on selects, moved 136 loads. On the close, June cattle, 80 cents lower, August live cattle down $1.37, August feeder cattle, $1.42 lower, October down $1.47, and July lean hogs, $1.32 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob.
And Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we did not have any real big news today. Informa did come out today and lower their estimate from their last estimate on the size of the winter wheat crop, but they also increased the size of the Brazil and Argentina soybean crops down there. Other than that, it was a quiet day. We saw it start out with good upside. We saw most of our wheat, corn, and soybean contracts make new highs for the week, just barely. But then as the morning progressed along and we got close to afternoon, we started coming off those highs. Next thing you know, we was in negative territory, and we saw mostly negative closes today. July KC wheat down 6.25 on the close. September down 6.5. July Chicago wheat down 1¢ 3/4. July corn was unchanged. December corn up 0.75. July soybeans down 5.5. November beans down 2 cents. July cotton closed 164 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.